Imagine having an intense argument or a fight with a narcissist, and suddenly the narcissist starts raging like never before. Their animalistic and primal side starts coming out of them, and their eyes start turning black. This horrific visual sends shivers down your spine because you have never seen anything like this before. It feels like you are interacting with an entity, a non-human thing that doesn't have a soul. And it's very scary. It seems like you are staring into an abyss and there is no one in there. If you have been through this, you have witnessed one of the scariest things known to humankind, in my opinion. Because this shell of a person brought the evil, the evilest of the evil out of them, and you had to witness it. You encountered it and successfully survived the incident. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we are going to know why a narcissist's eyes turn black when they are having an argument with you. Why does it feel like they have turned into this reptile-like thing and it feels like there is no soul within? Let's find out these answers together. And before we begin, I have a request. Please subscribe to this channel if you haven't already, because your subscription always helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse, and push the bell icon to stay notified with everything latest. Now, let's get started with understanding a narcissist's psyche a little bit. I know you know a lot, but we need to know a couple of things. In malignant narcissists, in psychopathic narcissists, there are some brain changes, some anatomical changes that we need to be aware of before talking about this phenomena. Their prefrontal cortex is not as developed as you would see in non-narcissistic people. Their prefrontal cortex lacks gray matter, so it's smaller in size than other people, than individuals who have empathy. We also need to understand that the lack of the gray matter in this part of the brain regulates and influences the levels of empathy that a person can normally feel. Also, it has been seen that some parts of the brain that are involved when we are thinking about things related to self are overly developed, like a little bigger than in non-narcissistic population. So these two things have to be kept in mind, because there are two explanations to this. One is a scientific trauma-informed explanation, the other is a spiritual, and I'll be covering both in today's episode. First, let's begin with this trauma-informed understanding of what's going on in there. So when a narcissist interacts with you, they do not care about your emotions at all. They do not care how distraught you are. They don't care how hurt you are by their words. And when they lose complete control over you, they become psychotic, because losing total control is unacceptable to them. If you give a narcissist injury big enough to bring the demon out of them, you will see their eyes turning black, because it's at that point the destroyer comes out of them. The destroyer that is willing to destroy anything that comes in the way, just to take that revenge, just to get that control back. So the parts of the brain that are involved in regulation of our eye movement just do not get properly ticked when they are raging. You also need to understand, because there is no proper regulation of emotions in there, they just lose it when they step into that zone. Whenever we feel angry, whenever we feel an intense emotion, our eyes react to it. Our pupils dilate and irises become bigger, or they appear bigger. But in these people, they just expand. It feels like there is a soulless reptile-like thing that you are peeking into, that you're looking into, because there is no proper regulation mechanism present in the brain. So we need to get that. Also, when the cortisol and adrenaline are released in the bloodstream, it just takes over and completely dysregulates a personality type like this, and they just go crazy with their anger. It just shows up in their eyes as this blackness, because their pupils have dilated and the levels of these hormones are way high than what can be found in a non-narcissistic angry person's body or their bloodstream. So these are the reasons why you would see eyes blackening out in a narcissistic personality type and why it happens. Now, we also need to understand that when a narcissist's eyes become like this, they are not there. they are gone completely. You will see them there in flesh, but the agency that controls our behaviors and actions, even when we are really angry, we are raging, is gone. That's why I said earlier, the destroyer comes out and they become this vicious, venomous, demonic, crazy being that just walks over anything that comes in the way. Talking about demonic, we also need to consider this spiritual aspect that can explain why the black thing happens in the eyes. Spiritually speaking, narcissism is a spiritual disorder because there is this lack, absolute lack of self-awareness and the awareness of the higher power. There is no connection with the soul, so there is no connection with the higher power, with the universe, with God, whatever you call it. This person is stuck in an ego state. They can't look beyond it. This person is overtaken by the ego desires that are quite animalistic, quite primal. It's all about them and their needs. So whenever there is this presence of light, this universe, the higher understanding, the self-awareness, evil takes place. Evil makes that soul or that heart its home. So you already know this, which makes sense. The narcissist is so disconnected with everything, self, God, people, everything beyond them, that evil is what has made its home in their heart. So when they lose it, that evil shows up, that reptilian thing shows up. Some people have even witnessed scales like stuff developing on the skin of a narcissist. Have you witnessed that as well? Let me know in the comments. Which I do not know how I can explain, but what I can say is it is the absence of the truth that gives birth to this falsehood, which comes out whenever the facade breaks, whenever the image they have constructed and projected to the world, whenever they are not able to hold it anymore, their true narcissistic evil self comes to the surface and they lose it completely. So in a nutshell, we can say there are two explanations. One is how their brain is designed. It is what happens in the prefrontal cortex. It's in the areas that get activated when they're thinking about self. It is a lack of the empathy. It's lack of regulation, the dysfunctionality in the systems that process empathy. It is how their nervous system reacts differently than how you react to it, because your brain is different. The anatomy is completely different. Your nervous system is structured in a completely different way. The spiritual explanation is that there is this absence of light, absence of connection with the higher truth, therefore absence of connection with people. So there is no light in there. There is no truth in there. And that's why the falsehood lives. And that is how it thrives, which brings about this change in their eyes. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, please let me know in the comments and drop a like. Please share this episode with others as well, and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin.